The killing of Michael Brown is one in many. Some we know about and some we don't know about, but every city and town where black people live, black men are being shot down by police.
What's good, King? How do I start to write for you? Scribe something that began to describe this life to you. Do I rewind time for you? Tell you about the lives lost for the spoil and toil to attain an equal stance for you. See, I'm torn. Why? Because without the scorn, black people are shown. We may have lost sight of where we're going. You need to know it, boy. Long before the slave trade, we killed each other in wars waged for land, sold souls for fine linens and animal skins. Ancestors even nailed an innocent man to the cross for our sins. Let me tell you about the heart of man. We dream big but managed to fall victim to the nightmares within. Even made our own women jaded, perpetuating the stereotypes we had a hand in creating. What kind of life will you make it? I pray a great one.
In the meantime, we are staying on top of a developing story this morning. A local 18-year-old was shot and killed by police in Ferguson. Family members joined by protesters are demanding answers. News 4's Brittany Noble is live at Ferguson Police Headquarters, where officers have indicated they could release some more information later today. Brittany.
To my little me, you're soon to be born. Innocent but labeled wrong and hard-fitted. It might seem weird to be judged by your peers. Odd looks while they staring at your hair and them clothes you wear, trying to define the line between being equal and not another sequel to something lethal to what their politics equal. Half of the people they see through, invisible man's hands, but good enough to fight for their land. Home of the free, glory, another Denzel hurricane story. But training's a worthy, I guess it's too early to ask for some change. While we fighting over sense, it's common event, but it's hard to admit. While you're looking in the mirror, your reflection gets dimmer and your problems get clearer. What would you do if the same thing happened to you, for real?
It's absolutely tragic. It breaks my heart to see this community, you know, torn right now. And, you know, it's going to be up to all of us together to bring it back together. You know, we want to make sure that they trust us and that we can continue to provide professional police service to them.
What you do if your brother's son or daughter was gunned down and you had no power? They laid there for 4 hours. The media entertained in your vein. The only thing you can do is scream the Lord's name. Imagine the pain. It's a shame, insane how the future falls. Lost images sprayed on walls, broken homes, stuffed beds wrapped around poles of grief.
P.S. Not to belabor the point we want to teach. Sad how the truest things in life can be at arm's length and out of reach. Mind, body, and spirit demand excellence, young king. Honor each, my son. Don't be misled by what we have gone through. Nothing's more important than who you belong to. God will never give us a load we can't shoulder. We rain dance on golden streets when it's over.
People are angry with police because they aren't releasing details of this case, and the chief says he hates to see this going on in his city.
What would you do? What would you do? What would you do?
Let me start from the beginning at the top of the list.